from Everywhere USA. It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Coming to you live from the greatest country in the world, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, fired up for a big Friday edition of the show. It is a plus size edition. I don't even believe I can say big anymore with Democrats running things, but we'll try to restore order in this hour. South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman, a damn good friend of this show, takes us inside the hocus pocus political magic trick known as impeachment part two. Really looking forward to that conversation because he had a reason for voting no that nobody else articulated. But that's why you come to Fox Across America. You hear, you know, hear some angles you might not get anywhere else. 888-788-9910, the phone number. If you want your voice heard in this audio safe space for cool people, we say that every week. Come on the show. We don't care if you're a Republican. We don't care if you're a Democrat. That's, you know, pretty simple stuff. All we ask is that you just don't be a... Really mean that. We need to bring back the word Smurfs. I have said that before. If you remember the 80s cartoon show, The Smurfs, they just used the word Smurf for a euphemism for everything. You know, we were out Smurfing in the Smurf, you know, whether that meant they were doing yard work or getting drunk in the yard, I don't know, because Smurf just kind of substituted. There is a lot of smurfing jerks in Washington right now. We're going to talk about them as we complete our historic week of broadcasting on three legendary affiliates, WGAU down in Athens, Georgia. I can never even say the call letters without thinking about a Waffle House, getting fat and hungry. I actually want to go to a Crystal, which is, oh God, so many good chain, you know, delicacies in that part of the country that I can't get anywhere near in New York. We get calories on the menu. New York's out of control. They regulate, you know. You buy a bag of weed in Central Park, they give you the calories now. It's stupid. Which, by the way, you can tell you're getting older in New York by what they offer you when you're walking down the street. If you've ever been a tourist in New York City, you walk down the street, actual drug dealers in Times Square will look at you and they'll be like, you know, we got weed, we got coke, we got smack. Now I'm walking through Times Square the other day. They're like, yo, we got ibuprofen, we got heat and pad, we got Rogaine. It's not good, man. But a shout out to all of the amazing listeners at WGAU, especially those of you who hit me up directly on Twitter at Jimmy Failla and on Facebook. Also, wrapping up a historic week at WKRMG in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So funny because one of the best guys I ever drove in my cab was an Okie. I was a big football fan, though. Big Sooner. Yelled and screamed at me about college football for an hour because they were getting ready for the big shootout, Red River shootout against Texas in the Cotton Bowl. And he claimed he had bet too much money on last year's game. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he also drank too much beer before this year's game because he was a rowdy passenger, but I'll never forget him because he was just a good dude who knew how to enjoy himself, which is kind of the fighting spirit of this show. You know, when you host a radio show for 3 hours a day, a lot of people are really focused on what they give you in those 3 hours. Hey, we'll give them the news. We'll give them the guests, the commentary. I very much do this show with your life in mind after these 3 hours. I know you're good for these 3 hours. You know, we're kind of entertaining, make some silly sounds, tell some funny jokes. We kind of give you the news in a way nobody else can. We're very much putting your vitamins in your applesauce. You get all the hard stories. You just don't even realize you're digesting them because this is kind of a good hang. So when I do the show, I'm very much thinking of people after this, when you leave. What vibe are you going to carry out into the world? What impact are you going to make on your fellow Americans and your family and your friends and your coworkers? And that's why we distill this the way we do. And it's a distillation, to use a big word you wouldn't expect from a community college graduate like myself, that I very much adopted from people who hail from the region of KRMG. You know, people who are cool, who like their food, who don't mind a beer, who respect the flag, who are in on the joke that they hit the lotto by being born into this country. Everybody talks about the 1%. If you are born here in America, you are a member of the world's 1%.
He knows what he's talking about.
Also wrapping up a historic week at WOKV in Jacksonville, Florida, which I gotta be honest with you, man. I love Jacksonville. I love Florida. This city specifically beat me up a little bit this week. Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback, of course, went to high school in Jacksonville and beat the pants off of my Ohio State Buckeyes. It's not good. I almost wound up turning tricks in the meatpacking district to pay the bookie after Monday night's loss. That was not pretty.
Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
And they also just took former Ohio State coach Urban Meyer as their NFL head coach, which is a big deal. I'm having a great week. Great new stations. Come Monday, we're going to announce a new affiliate, a bombshell affiliate. We'll be broadcasting on for the first time Monday. This is the fastest show in radio, if you're going by my weight. If you're going by how much I've eaten over the holidays, this show is taking off. But I'm in a good mood, and I'm a little bit loopy today because I got set up last night on Kennedy. And I want to point this out because a lot of you checked in with me directly on social media to tell me you were watching Kennedy last night. We were playing a game called Prez Your Luck. It's a takeoff of the 80s game show Press Your Luck. It's a game that I created and wrote when I was the head writer for Kennedy on Fox Business. It was all kinds of like wacky presidential trivia. Well, seeing as I wrote and created the game, the staff last night decided that I'd probably know the answers to some of these trivia questions. So they gave me impossible questions. Like I didn't have a chance, which I think is so funny that they did that to me, the community college, cab driver. Anything they asked me would probably have been hard, but they upped the ante and I went 0-for-5. Last night in a game of Prez Your Luck.
I love the poorly educated.
But I wasn't the only guy who got set up, and I just want to point that out. Democrats setting up the country today, and it's a rough day in our country. You know, 5-6 days away from an inauguration. We've got troops everywhere in Washington, D.C. You've heard every foreign war correspondent compare it to something they witnessed in Iraq or Afghanistan or any type of siege or coup attempt in some banana republic nation. It's a mess in Washington right now. Country is fiercely divided. I'm not inspired by what I heard out of Joe Biden in that he said yesterday he hopes the Senate can balance impeachment and the urgent business as well. Folks, real leaders don't hope. They don't hope. They don't say to the people who are supposed to follow their lead, all right, do what you got to do. I'm along for the ride. I hope you don't screw this up. Real leaders lead, okay? Joe Biden is not a real leader. That is a true story.
Tell it like it is.
Okay? There's a new poll out right now, and this is why I say this. It's a new poll out from NBC News. Certainly no friend of the Trump man. That says 50% of Americans support the impeachment and removal of Donald Trump. 50% want Donald Trump out of there. Right now, don't want to see him ever again.
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
50%. So what does that mean? It means there is not a majority. There is not a need in the country. There is not a groundswell of support. The Democrats are doing something with Democrats in mind. The party that ran on unity, the party that ran on bringing us together, is engaging in an inflammatory and divisive impeachment that does not have the public support. Yes, it has Democrat support. I'll break down the poll. 89% of Democrats want Trump removed and out of there. But let's be clear. 89% of Democrats would want Trump out of there if he ate a bowl of Lucky Charms and saved all the marshmallows to the end. You know that moment you get to the end of a bowl of Lucky Charms where, like, you push off all the marshmallows? So once you get through the cat food portion of the Lucky Charms, you can just bang out some purple horseshoes and green diamonds and stuff like that. That would offend them enough to be like, well, we want Trump out of there. He's bad. We don't want to see him. They hate this guy. It's emotional for them. We know that. But that's what the Democratic Party is catering to. 89% of Democrats want him out of there. 8% of Republicans, 8% want him impeached and removed. 8%. This is not exactly a unifying gesture. There is an 81% gap between them. But this is where the poll actually does get laughable. It says independents are split on the gesture. They are split, with 45% saying yes and 53% saying no. Folks, that is not a split. There is an 8-point gap. That is not a split. That is an overwhelming majority. I mean, to put it into perspective, Joe Biden one with less than 51% of the vote, slightly less of the popular vote. I mean, the reality is it's an advantage to not doing it. The overwhelming sentiment in this country is that we don't do this. But the Democrats are going through with it anyway because they're concerned about consolidating power in Washington. Okay, my complaint there, I understand this is within the rules. To the victor go the spoils. Okay, but the problem with prioritizing every single word that comes out of your mouth on Washington is that if we keep on doing it, there won't be much country left everywhere else. And that's why you have to stop these childish games. You know, I say when I come on the air, hey, you know, I want you guys to not only, you know, have a good time on the show, but I really want to impact the way you live your lives outside of the show. I mean that. If you're a conservative, don't be a part of this. Don't be a punk. Don't be a jackass. Okay, we are the cool party. We're not the people who chase you out of a restaurant or cancel you for telling a joke. We're the people you want to hang out with. We're the people you want to... Tulsa, Oklahoma, we were talking about Tulsa. Who would you rather hang out with? Tulsa, Oklahoma, or some woke Yahoo? Some D.C. elite who's going to... Oh, my God, you're putting meat on your sandwich? Oh, my God, is that artisanal beer? You're like, who would you rather hang out with? The outrage idiots or the cool people who drink cheap beer and blow stuff up, shoot stuff for fun? I'm not talking about violence. Don't come at me like Fox News guy snaps. I'm just talking about cool people who are in on the joke. If you're a conservative, of course I am, we lead by cool. We are the party of cool. We are not the party of cancel. And that's the vibe I want to make sure every one of you takes home today as we wrap up our historic week on the show. 888-788-9910 is the phone number if you want to be a part of it. Mark is batting leadoff in Richfield, Ohio. What's up, Mark?
Jimmy, how you been, my brother?
You know how I've been, because I bet on your Buckeyes.
Not my Buckeyes.
Isn't it amazing? Go ahead.
I'm from North Carolina, and I'm a Florida State fan, so my Buckeyes.
I would only admit to one of those two statements out loud. North Carolina, yeah, good barbecue, okay. Florida State's a little sketchy right now, but I'm with you. I'm a big fan of. I respect the program,
and for a while.
Yep, that's too funny. What are we doing here? Are we supposed to impeach the president, even though nobody wants to? But the Democrats?
It's so ridiculous. I mean, he's got what, 5 more days? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are they going to accomplish by it?
Nothing.
I mean, like you were saying about the Smurf thing, this country's so smurfed up right now, and it ain't funny. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm just ashamed sometimes that this isn't the America I grew up in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people are way too sensitive. Everybody gets coddled too much.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
We're catering society to people's feelings. And that's not how you survive. You know, there needs to be some merit. There needs to be some self-reliance. But now it's all messaging and victimhood. That's really the argument, like, against the Democratic platform, is they're just creating victims, especially, like, you know, when you talk about going back in history and we're canceling people that died 200 years ago. What does that actually accomplish other than giving people today something to be upset about, you know? I think
the tearing down the statues and stuff like that, you know, who's next? You know, Washington,
yeah,
you know, Lincoln. What's it going to accomplish? What's it going to change? It doesn't change anything.
No,
it just changes the fact that the statue's there or it's not there.
They like to run against our past because that way they don't have to come up with any ideas for the future. That is the playbook. That is the playbook. And as a guy who's trying to keep America calm for the next year and a half of the Biden administration before Kamala takes over, I think you need to start sharing some of your homemade moonshine with our callers. Could you do that?
I can do that. You give me an address, I'll send it to you.
All right.
A year and a half? You're going to give it a year and a half? I'm giving it 6 months.
I think Vegas has
6 months.
Vegas has the Biden over-under. I honestly do believe a year and a half, but you're telling me you're taking the under 6 months? Okay.
Oh, man. Heck, I'll put a couple thousand on that. Jeez.
Right. I'll settle for
And by the way, I was in your up in your stomping grounds night before last. I made a delivery in Newark.
Oh, get out of town. That's not. We're not that far from Newark. Like, you know, maybe about, you know, far enough that, you know, you can get away from you know, the traffic of, like, the tunnels, but still close enough that if you need noise at night, you can go to sleep to the sound of the gunshots. It's a mess over there.
Interesting in it. That was interesting at midnight. Yeah.
Yeah. Glad to hear you. Glad to hear you're safe, my man. You deserve some kind of combat credit because that is a blue city and it ain't a pretty one. Mark, stellar call. I'm going to commercial, but Happy New Year. Good to hear from you. There he goes. Mark's fired up, but says everybody needs to calm down. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. And we will tell you why when we come back.
It's the number one children's show in the country.
He's a lot better at radio than he is being a dad.
Oh, snap.
It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
One of my favorites that I have in my office is Pope Paul VI. He said, if you want peace, work for justice. The connection is very clear. Justice is called for as we address the act of insurrection that was perpetrated against the Capitol complex last week. Right now, our managers are solemnly and prayerfully preparing for the trial, which they will take to the Senate.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
That is Nancy Pelosi quoting the Pope. They're so good at this because they invoke things like, you know, the Pope or common sense gun laws, you know, things that make it sound like they're on the side of decency. Because what is the Pope's quote? Pope John VI. You can't have peace without justice. Okay, let's take you at your word on that. Is it justice to push through an impeachment with no trial, no evidence, no witnesses in the House?
The answer would be no.
Of course not. It's not justice to deny someone the due process on the House side. I grant you the president will get a full trial in the Senate after he leaves the White House. Impeachment is something that's supposed to be done under the Constitution to remove somebody from power. Impeaching a private citizen, is that really justice?
The answer would be no.
Probably not. You know, Nancy Pelosi, it's all a scam. You know, all I want for you in the 3 hours you get out of me every day and whatever hours you get out of life elsewhere is just honesty. You know why the country is such a mess? It's because nobody's telling you the truth. That's the problem. Democrats weaponize anything that happens in this country against the president. And I'm not going to tell you there aren't Republicans out there fighting their own culture wars and dividing us too, because we know it's true. But if everybody could just be honest about things, they'd get better. They would. You talk about it. You confront a problem head on. That's what we do on this show. We assess the country like we're a family. We have X amount of bills, Y amount of income. We've got a lot of things we want to do, and we might be able to do them if Dad can get his act together. Unfortunately, I'm a bit of a mess right now. But Ralph Norman, South Carolina congressman, he will help me clean up my act after this on Fox Across America.
The morning show that overslept. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, yes, it is. And I've been telling you all week, the country is a mess right now. Everybody's yelling and screaming at each other. We're fiercely divided. And we do need some moonshine. We need something to take the edge off. It's moonshine time for America. And if anybody can bring it to us, it is our next guest, a superstar congressman from the 5th Congressional District in South Carolina. Representative Ralph Norman returns to the show. Hey, man, how are you?
Jimmy, fine. How are you doing, buddy?
Better now. Do you have that trunk full of moonshine you promised us?
Yeah, Jimmy, you forgot to mention Southern moonshine, Southern South Carolina moonshine. That's what you need to say. The trunk is loaded. We're ready to roll. And there's no limit on what you can consume.
Well, you make a good point there, because we definitely couldn't fight if it was Southern moonshine, because we wouldn't be able to see each other.
That's exactly right. Well, you can see each other, be cross-eyed, though.
Yeah, that's the that's the problem. If you ever see a guy yelling at a tree in the park, it's usually Southern Moonshine, 9 times out of 10. Yeah. But thank you for joining me. You, of course, always come on my show. You give me good betting advice, and I bring that up because you're betting against impeachment. I read a little bit of your statement online, but could you give the audience a sense of why you're doing this?
Well, I'm betting against impeachment as far as...
Meaning it's bad strategy. I don't like it. I don't support it myself.
No.
Yeah.
It's just pure hatred, Jimmy. It's nothing has changed. The fact that they did it after the election, they never accepted this president. So it doesn't surprise me. But if they think 75 million people are going to go away through impeachment, they're trying to crush the guy.
Yes.
And it's not going to happen. Donald Trump is confident in what he's done for this country, which has been unbelievable given the headwinds he's faced. But I don't think it's definitely not going to be successful. They can go through the motions with it.
Yeah.
And they can try to convince American people why it makes sense with all the other pressing issues that this country has. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Pelosi and her followers are doing this, is to just shows you how unglued and unhinged they are from reality. Do you realize we haven't had one budget meeting for I'm on the budget for 5-6 months?
They're
spending his $1.9 trillion plan. He calls it COVID plan, but it's just a giveaway.
Yep.
Is no cuts, no plan to fund this, and here we are spending time on impeachment.
Yeah.
It really is. It shows you again how unhinged and unglued they are.
Listen, I appreciate you using language that won't get me fined by the SEC because it's a lot of things I can't say on the air. And it's one of those reminders, and I've been trying to point this out to people, it's one of those reminders that the Democrats' priority is never the people they represent. It's their own ambition for power, and in this case, to consolidate more power, because essentially what they're trying to do with this impeachment is they're trying to group these fringe yahoos who stormed the Capitol with the majority of Trump supporters. They're trying to blame the many for what was done by the few. Polling shows that, you know, the Republicans aren't falling for it. The independent voters aren't falling for it, but the Democrats are, which means it's purely a partisan issue. My question to you is, if we're to take the Democrats at their word that they're this concerned about political violence, is this not a little hypocritical given the political violence we saw over the summer?
Yeah, and where was the outrage on the 22 cities that got demolished? Where was the outrage of, you know, the innocent police officers that lost their lives along with the businesses that won't reopen? Where was the outrage? And, you know, I called them out on the House floor, you know, as they were breaking windows into the chambers. You know, they were hunkered. The Democrats were, you know, yeah, along with a lot of others. It was a scary moment. But as I mentioned to them, they're the ones that voted to defund the police. What were they going to do then? Call a social worker to come into the Capitol stop the mobs? I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But they've got to be called out on it. And I tell you, Jimmy, the other underlying thing that I know that they're after is to create a society that's totally dependent on government. And I think, who was it, Thomas Jefferson, who said that, you know, when a government fears its people, it's freedom and democracy, and when a people fear the government, it's tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make us fear the government and make us dependent on it, and it's not going to work. They're not going to bury Donald Trump through an impeachment or anything else that they try. You know, we're what that man did for this country, whether you like his personality or not, was phenomenal. I mean, it's, you know, and that's why I couldn't understand the 10 Republicans who voted the way they did. I mean, look what this president's done for pro-life, mm-hmm, Israel, conservative judges, business, Second Amendment. You know, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
But the, you know, it is what it is, and we go to work now.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you're just joining us, the great Ralph Norman is on the line from South Carolina. We love having you on because you're quoting Thomas Jefferson. I'm the kind of guy who's quoting George Jefferson from the sitcom, you know.
Well, we could use any of his quotes as well.
Yeah, well, thanks for classing the place up. I want to, something you mentioned, the 10 Republicans that voted in favor of impeachment, there is a lot of talk of there being a divide in your party in terms of the Liz Cheney wing versus maybe the wing, you know, guys like you are heading up. is the Republican Party fracturing right now? Or is there a middle ground we can retreat back to at some point, given that we need a strong Republican Party, especially because we're in the minority?
Here's the issue that I have with them. Liz Cheney, as an example, she's in leadership. She's third most powerful person as far as leadership goes in our caucus. She didn't mention a word to us as a group. She just did it and then let Steny Hoyer quote her as, you know, as the great one that dissented and joined the Democrats over impeachment of a man who's done so much for this country. You know, I don't. It's a matter of degree. We, you know, the president's always said Republicans don't know how to fight like the Democrats do. Democrats do stick together, or I think there's a lot of turmoil underneath the surface, but they somehow keep it up until AOC. They kept it pretty quiet. But no, we're gonna have some real discussions. I'm calling for Liz to step down and join in that group. She should not be in the position she's in. And, you know, the others just have a different opinion. They bought into the line that we heard the night that we went back to debate that because of the riots, we didn't have a right to question the validity of the Electoral College.
Yes.
And they bought into it, I guess.
Well, that's the interesting part, because of the riots, everybody bought into this notion the media had been selling and the Democrats had been selling, that people like yourself who had questions about the election were committing some type of effort to overturn democracy or sedition, but it was well within your legal rights to be doing it, and it was something the Democrats had done in the last three presidential elections. So I think those Republicans kind of fell prey to the moment in that, you know, they were scared to be grouped on the side of the air quotes seditionists, even though what you guys were doing was not illegal in any way, was it?
No. I mean, we knew that the Democrats were going to vote us down, but we were going to have the debate. Well, I would have sat there for it didn't matter how long. We stayed there till 4 in the morning. We knew Georgia and Pennsylvania were going to they were going to vote it down. The Senate, we couldn't get more senators to sign on to the at least four other states that we wanted to question that they changed the law against the Constitution, you know, Article 2, Section 1. It's got to go through the state legislature, and it did not do that. So we had every right. And if you want to look at inciting riots, where was what about Vice President Kamala Harris when she said posted bond for those who tore the cities up? Where was that?
I know. Crazy.
But it is crazy.
Well, that is the thing, that if people who want to be taken seriously about unifying this country, then we need to all unilaterally have the same opinion when it comes to political violence. It can't be acceptable if it's done by the left and reason to oust a president with 5 days to go in his presidency if it's done by the right. And I think that's the problem we have right now, is a lot of Americans are bothered by that double standard.
Well, when you see here the media, isn't it interesting, the mainstream media, when the riots took place, it was Trump supporters who did the damage.
Yeah.
Yet when the 22 cities got destroyed, it was peaceful protesters. I mean, there's a disconnect. The media is gone as far as, you know, reporting fair and reporting what's the truth. And they hate this president so much that they keep they continue to do it. Look at the banning. Yeah. What's scary about this whole situation is banning from Twitter the president, Rush Limbaugh, and others. Which ought to scare every American citizen in this country.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, when people start to bring up the First Amendment, yes, the government is the ultimate, you know, arbiter and protector of that, and there are checks and balances in place to hold them accountable. There is no one to hold big tech accountable, and I think that's the concern, is you've got a faceless panel of Silicon Valley nerds telling us what we can and we can't say, and I don't think anyone in the country should be okay with that, but a lot of people are, because they're playing the short game. Right now, they see it as good for their party, so they don't mind the conservatives are getting overwhelmingly censored. But if this becomes the status quo, there is a day out there for Democrats where they won't be the ones in power anymore when it comes to the particular big tech flavor of the moment. And that's the danger that we're all recognizing now. So my question there is there an appetite to, you know, either pull the Section 230 protection, some other type of regulation? Like, is there an initiative, or with the Democrats in control, control, are they too happy to have this on their side right now?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're going to put it up. We tried to earlier, and they, Ms. Pelosi, wouldn't have anything to do with it. They look on big tech as their big money donors,
yeah,
which they are by and large, and they look on. They don't think big tech will censor them because they're the same ilk,
yeah,
on how they think. But the American people ought to be petrified because, I mean, look what's coming our way. I mean, I had a Border Patrol agent tell me everybody now gets to come into this country. How scary is that from a COVID standpoint?
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, look at the hospitals that are going to be overrun with 11 to 15, however many millions are coming into this country free, going to be registered to vote. How critical is that to the survival of this country?
It's intense. You got your work cut out for you. Don't drink too much of that Southern moonshine, man.
Maybe I need more of that.
I don't know the answer here, but yeah, you're definitely getting me thirsty. One football pick for me this weekend. I'll throw some games at you. You got the Rams going up to Green Bay getting 6.5. Do you think they got a shot, or do you like the Pack?
Packers will beat them.
Yeah, you think Aaron Rodgers gets it done at home. Okay, we've been discussing,
yes,
this all week. It's a tricky game. The two trickiest games, I think, are that one because the Rams played in last week in the wild card round. And the Buccaneers are playing New Orleans. The Saints have beaten them twice this year. One of them was a 38-3 blowout. It's hard to beat a team three times. But could you see the Saints running over Tom Brady and the Bucs, or do you take Brady?
Take Brady, look at his experience, and look at his track record.
I'm telling you, man, if you get bored in Congress, you belong on, like, ESPN, except you're not woke enough to get hired. That's the problem.
That's exactly right.
If you could just start disrespecting the flag, I could get you a job, sir.
Oh, I tell you, that's a prerequisite for the woke culture.
You ain't kidding. But really, we do love talking to you, and I appreciate you taking the time today.
My pleasure, Jimmy. Thank you for what you're doing.
You too, my man. There he goes, the great Representative Ralph Norman, quoting Thomas Jefferson on this show. I wasn't kidding. We have never quoted Thomas Jefferson, but we have quoted George Jefferson several times.
Well, we're moving on now.
So we got in this world, folks. But that's why you come to Fox Across America. We're honest with you. A lot of my fellow radio hosts are on the air right now pretending they know what they're doing in life. I've never copped to such a preposterous claim. We're just here having a damn good time trying to save this country. If that's a legal, throw me in jail. Fast break, back after this.
A show with substance and style.
This is my oldest guy in the boy band look.
It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
He's a good-looking Italian.
Across America with Jimmy Failla. 888-788-9910. It's the phone number for the red phone. I'll call in, be a part of this shindig. Try to help me hold the damn country together. It's Friday. Got a lot to look forward to this weekend. Got some NFL football if you're into that sort of thing. Winter eating. That's where it's at right now. Still, you know, most people have quit their New Year's resolutions by now, I would like to think. It's like the 18th of January on Monday. How far are you going to take this charade, man? I'm still hanging in there because I've got some TV work coming up I need to do. I've got some live stand-up comedy performances that are getting booked right now for the spring. I got to get in fighting shape. But my heart is not in it because it's still, you know, it's the winter, man. Everybody just wants to eat. You just want to do like an endless Christmas just because it's been such a tumultuous year. You got to put little happy everywhere you turn. That's what I always tell people. You know, I always come on the air and I'm like, I'm America's life coach. If I was really going to give you advice, it's just all about just putting tiny bits of happy everywhere you look in your life. Is it a sandwich? Is it a song? Is it a game? Whatever the hell it is you're into, just try to fill your day up with as much of those things as possible. And it becomes a lot easier to have my disposition when it comes to talking about the politics. Because everybody gets worked up. I read your messages to you. Some of you are really mad right now about this stuff. And you have a right to be, because what's going on in this country is ridiculous. You know, they're trying to blame the many for the actions of the few. And it is, in fact, ridiculous. Lindsey Graham talked about it yesterday. Let me play it for you. It's clip two.
So, Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, You have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
How about it? You know, for the good of the country. And it's not because of, you know, the Democrats keep saying, oh, that sounds like a threat. You stop impeachment or else. But that we're not the ones who talk that way. We're saying if you want to unite the country, stop, okay, at this point, lying to the country. It's not even about the impeachment. It's the lie you're telling. This president is an existential threat. We can't go another day with him in power. That's why we're waiting until a day after he leaves office to actually get this trial into the Senate.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
They think we're idiots. It's the lie they're telling. That's the inflammatory part. They have a right to impeach the president, okay? We know they hate him. This isn't shocking to us. We're not like, wow, these Democrats getting mad at Trump. That's crazy. Dude, it's the only gear they've had. The Democrats, you know, are a one-hit wonder. When you look back on the last 4 years, they just attacked the president. One hit. The Democrats are a political chumbawamba concert. That's all it is. But when Donald Trump gets knocked down, he gets back up again. And that's their concern. As we head towards, you know, the final weekend of his administration, they're so much more concerned about his next one than they are with the government and the country they need to lead. And that's why I say to you, from a strategic standpoint, they know they don't have the Republican support. They're not going to get a two-thirds vote in the Senate to remove this guy from office. So it is a stunt. It is stupid from a strategic standpoint. They're trying to shame Trump supporters into submission, but they're not going anywhere. They're trying to shame the president off the world stage, but he's not going anywhere, which means this is stupid. And I point that out because I know a lot of you in my messages and those of you who have called in are like, oh, I'm concerned the Democrats are going to overhaul this country. They're too stupid. They don't know how. That's the point. We're all going to be yelling about identity politics and stupid, superficial gestures. Can I get an amen or an a woman, as the Democrats would say?